Networking is an essential skill in both personal and professional life. It allows individuals to build relationships, exchange ideas, and open doors to new opportunities. However, for many, the mere thought of entering a networking situation can be daunting. The key to successful networking lies in the ability to communicate with confidence. This article explores the various strategies, psychological principles, and practical tips that can help you communicate with confidence in any networking situation. Whether you're attending a conference, a social event, or a business meeting, mastering these techniques will empower you to make meaningful connections and leave a lasting impression. Understanding the importance of confidence in networking. Confidence is the foundation of effective communication in networking situations. It influences how you are perceived by others and impacts the quality of the interactions you have. When you project confidence, you send a message that you are competent, trustworthy, and worth knowing. Conversely, a lack of confidence can lead to missed opportunities, as others may perceive you as unsure, unprepared, or even uninteresting. In networking, confidence is not just about feeling good about yourself, it's about creating an environment where others feel comfortable engaging with you. People are naturally drawn to those who exude self-assurance because it signals that you are someone who can handle challenges and contribute value to a conversation or partnership. This dynamic is critical in networking, where first impressions are often formed quickly and can have lasting consequences. The psychological barriers to confident communication. Before diving into strategies for boosting confidence in networking situations, it's important to understand the psychological barriers that often stand in the way. Many people experience anxiety, fear of rejection, or self-doubt when faced with the prospect of networking. These feelings can stem from various sources, such as past negative experiences, social conditioning, or even a natural predisposition to introversion. One of the most common barriers is the fear of judgment. Many people worry about how they will be perceived by others, fearing that they might say something foolish, come across as awkward, or fail to make a positive impression. This fear can lead to overthinking, which in turn exacerbates anxiety and diminishes confidence. Another significant barrier is the imposter syndrome, a psychological phenomenon where individuals doubt their achievements and fear being exposed as a fraud. This can be particularly crippling in networking situations, where the pressure to showcase one's expertise and accomplishments is often high. Recognizing these barriers is the first step towards overcoming them. By acknowledging that these fears are common and often unfounded, you can begin to shift your mindset and approach networking with a more positive and confident attitude. Building a confident mindset. Confidence in networking begins with the right mindset. Developing a positive and resilient mindset requires both self-awareness and practice. Start by reframing how you view networking situations. Instead of seeing them as high-stakes encounters where you must prove yourself, view them as opportunities to learn, share, and grow. This shift in perspective can reduce the pressure you feel and allow you to approach conversations more naturally. Another critical aspect of building a confident mindset is self-affirmation. Remind yourself of your strengths, achievements, and the unique value you bring to the table. Before entering a networking event, take a few moments to reflect on past successes and positive feedback you've received. This will help you to center yourself and enter the situation with a sense of purpose and self-worth. Visualization is another powerful tool for boosting confidence. Spend some time visualizing a successful networking experience. Imagine yourself engaging in meaningful conversations, connecting with others effortlessly, and leaving the event feeling fulfilled and satisfied. This mental rehearsal can help to alleviate anxiety and prime your mind for success. Preparing for networking situations. Preparation is a key component of confident communication in networking situations. The more prepared you are, the more confident you will feel. Start by researching the event or setting you will be entering. Familiarize yourself with the attendees, the topics that will be discussed, and the goals of the event. This knowledge will give you a solid foundation to build upon during conversations. Another important aspect of preparation is crafting your elevator pitch. Your elevator pitch is a brief, compelling summary of who you are, what you do, and what you are looking to achieve. It should be concise, yet impactful, and should serve as a conversation starter. Practicing your elevator pitch until it feels natural will ensure that you can introduce yourself confidently and effectively in any situation. Additionally, consider preparing some conversation starters or questions in advance. Having a few topics or questions up your sleeve can help you navigate awkward silences and keep the conversation flowing. Questions like "What brought you to this event?" or "What are you working on currently?" are great ways to engage others and show genuine interest in their experiences. Mastering nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication plays a crucial role in how you are perceived in networking situations. Your body language, facial expressions, and eye contact all contribute to the impression you make on others. To communicate confidence, it's important to be mindful of these nonverbal cues. Start with your posture. Stand tall with your shoulders back and your head held high. This open and upright posture conveys confidence and makes you appear more approachable. Avoid crossing your arms, as this can signal defensiveness or discomfort. Instead, keep your arms relaxed and at your sides or use them to gesture naturally during conversations. Eye contact is another important aspect of nonverbal communication. Maintaining good eye contact shows that you are engaged and interested in the conversation. However, be mindful not to stare, as this can make others feel uncomfortable. Aim for a balance where you are making regular eye contact, but also occasionally glancing away to avoid appearing too intense. Your facial expressions should also convey warmth and approachability. A genuine smile can go a long way in making others feel at ease and more inclined to engage with you. Pay attention to the expressions of others as well, as this can give you valuable feedback on how the conversation is going and how the other person is feeling. Developing active listening skills. Confident communication is not just about what you say, it's also about how well you listen. Active listening is a critical skill in networking, as it allows you to build rapport, understand the needs and interests of others, and respond thoughtfully. Active listening involves fully focusing on the speaker, avoiding distractions, and showing that you are engaged in the conversation. This can be achieved through verbal and nonverbal cues, such as nodding, maintaining eye contact, and providing feedback. Reflective listening, where you paraphrase or summarize what the speaker has said, can also be an effective way to demonstrate understanding and keep the conversation flowing. By practicing active listening, you can create more meaningful connections and leave a positive impression on others. It also allows you to gather valuable information that can inform your responses and help you steer the conversation in a direction that benefits both parties. Handling networking challenges with confidence. Even with the best preparation, you may encounter challenges in networking situations. These could include dealing with difficult personalities, managing group dynamics, or handling rejection. The key to navigating these challenges confidently is to stay calm, composed, and adaptable. When faced with a difficult personality, such as someone who is overly aggressive or dismissive, it's important to remain respectful and assertive. Avoid engaging in conflict, and instead, try to steer the conversation towards common ground or exit the conversation gracefully if needed. Remember that not every interaction will be positive, and that's okay. What's important is how you handle these situations and maintain your confidence throughout. Managing group dynamics can also be challenging, especially if you find yourself in a conversation where others dominate the discussion. In such cases, it's essential to assert yourself politely. You can do this by finding a natural pause in the conversation to interject with your thoughts or by addressing a specific person in the group directly to involve them in the dialogue. This shows that you are confident in your contributions and not afraid to engage. Rejection is another potential challenge in networking. Not every attempt to connect will be successful, and some individuals may not be interested in engaging with you. Rather than taking this personally, view it as a natural part of the networking process. Keep your focus on finding those who are receptive and interested in building a connection, and don't let a single rejection dampen your confidence. Following up, the final step in confident networking. Networking doesn't end when the event is over. Following up is a crucial step in solidifying the connections you've made and demonstrating your professionalism and confidence. A timely and thoughtful follow-up can turn a brief encounter into a lasting relationship. Start by sending a personalized follow-up message to the individuals you connected with. Mention something specific from your conversation to remind them of who you are and reinforce the connection. Express your appreciation for the conversation and suggest a next step, such as meeting for coffee or connecting on a professional network like LinkedIn. Consistency is key when it comes to maintaining and growing your network. Regularly check in with your contacts, share relevant information or resources, and look for opportunities to provide value. This ongoing engagement will help you build stronger relationships and establish yourself as a confident and reliable professional. Conclusion. Communicating with confidence in networking situations is a skill that can be developed with practice and the right mindset. By understanding the psychological barriers, preparing thoroughly, mastering nonverbal communication, and honing your active listening skills, you can approach networking with a sense of self-assurance and purpose. Handling challenges with grace and following up effectively will further enhance your ability to make meaningful connections and leave a lasting impression. Remember, confidence in networking is not about being the loudest or most charismatic person in the room, it's about being authentic, engaged, and willing to step out of your comfort zone to build valuable relationships. With these strategies in hand, you'll be well equipped to navigate any networking situation with confidence and success.